today on Real Radio.
I want to impart to you what God's teaching me now in my life. I have not learned it. I have not even begun to learn this truth. But God wants me to start really enjoying Him. Really start having a great time with Him. And I hope that God does that work in my life and it comes back and lands upon you.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Where's God When You Need Him?, continues a series called The Book of Acts. The Book of Acts records the powerful ministry of the first century apostles. A lot of years have gone by since the Apostle Paul first began his missionary journeys. Now, Paul is back in Jerusalem, and he's ready for the end of his mission. In the message called Having a Good Argument from Acts chapter 23, Paul finds himself once again in front of the Jewish council. This time, however, he's giving a defense for the gospel, but his testimony of all he experienced of forgiveness and freedom was viewed as arrogance and pride. Still, Paul's conscience was clear that he was doing the Lord's will, and that was all in spite of the religious leaders' anger towards him. Now, in verses 12 through 35 of chapter 23, we'll see that when God is at work, we are often aware of His presence the least. Today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that God will never leave us or forsake us. And God's Word tells us in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. Jesus will never fail us, especially when we feel that we've failed. And now continuing his lesson called, Where is God When You Need Him? Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
The brother got up to lead us in worship, and I was watching him beforehand, and he's tuning his guitar, and he's yawning. So I'm watching him, and I'm starting to yawn now. And he's worshiping, and he gets done, and then I go up, and he's sitting there, and he's yawning. And now I want to yawn. And afterwards, we started talking. He says, man, I'm just so tired. I'm so sorry. I was like dying. And everybody in there was like dying. What? Jesus says, I've come to give you a peace, a quiet rest. It's in your soul. It's in your heart. The more Jesus Christ, listen, is present in your heart and in your life, the world can go nuts out there. And it is. Have you read your paper? The world has gone nuts. It is officially insane. The world is nuts. You can have peace. This is not some pie in the sky dream. It's true. I want to read this to you. I could try to just kind of cuff it and make you think that I made it up myself, but I didn't. I read this and I want to read it line for line because it's so precious to us all. God is never more near than when we don't feel His presence. He is never closer than when we feel Him so far away. He is never more at work than when it seems that He's nowhere to be found. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Jesus says, yeah, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. The word tribulation is pressure and anguish and burdens and troubles. Do you not have any troubles in your life? Be of good cheer. They're coming. You too can have peace in God through your troubles. But Jack, I'm scared, man. I'm scared of life. Life scares me. It is pretty scary. Have you ever watched the Waltons? Remember the Waltons? Remember John Boy? Remember at night, the camera would pan away, and there would be a couple of lights on, and you'd hear, good night, John Boy. Remember that? That's how our house is every night. Lights go down, night lights on, tuck the kids in, you lay down. Is this how it's not? Is this how it is in your home? Tuck them in. And we have this ritual. It's a John Boy thing. The girls will say, good night, Daddy. Jesus loves you. Sweet dreams. God bless you. Good night, Mommy. Jesus loves you. Sweet dreams. God bless you. Then Lisa's got to say it. And then I've got to say it to Ashley, to Rebecca. And it's like a kind of like a thing, you know. And it's like, you know, and it's cute, it's fun. But there's times when the kids can't fall asleep very easily. And we'll do our little goodnight John Boy thing. And we'll just be nodding off. And about 20 minutes later, you'll hear, "Night, Mom." You ever hear that? No? Yeah? Some? Maybe? "Good night, Dad." "What? What? I thought I heard something." "It was me." "Good night. God bless you." "Good night. God bless you. Go to sleep." "Okay. All right. Dad? What? What? Good night." "Good night." Why are they doing that? Now look, the wall is only 4 inches thick. The room's right next door. They're even together in the same room. "Good night, Dad." "Dad? What?" "Good night." "Good night." Why are they doing that? They want assurance. "God? God, what?" "Good night." "Good night." "God, God bless you, God." "God bless you." "I don't see you." "I'm right here. But I don't see you. I'm invisible. But he's here. He's always here. God is working things out to bring to pass his plan in your life. You're just supposed to cooperate. God is doing a work in my heart, and I want to, in my life, maybe to take the rest of the ministry here. I want to impart to you what God's teaching me now in my life. I have not learned it. I have not even begun to learn this truth. But God wants me to start really enjoying him. Really start having a great time with him. And I hope that God does that work in my life and it comes back and lands upon you. I want God to be enjoyable in your life. He's always been with us. He's with us now. He'll be with us in the future. He will never forsake his word. If ever there was a place to hang a construction sign or under construction, it's around the neck of every Christian. He's with you. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible says, you know it. And we know it says that all things, we know. He's assuming we know this, you know. Paul says, we know. Do we now? We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purposes. Did you hear that? Now, that promise is not to the world. I've heard talk show hosts who are not Christians say, well, you know, all things work together for good. They stole that from the Bible. But listen, half truth is a half lie. No, no. All things work together for good to those who, number one, love God and who are called according to his purpose. Only a Christian qualifies for that. You want that blessing? You want verse 28 in Romans 8 to apply to your life? Become a Christian today. Love God. He's called you according to his purposes. It means he's got a plan for your life. But we don't always see him. Listen to this. This is a neat thing. In the Battle of Waterloo in England, across the channel, the communication had come. And it said, Wellington defeated, and a fog bank came in before they got a chance to put the rest of the message out. And so England is waiting, and it says, Wellington's defeated. Well, they were counting on Wellington to bring them victory. And the news spread across England, and the whole nation began to mourn. And then about 6 hours later, the fog bank cleared up, and the guy kept putting out the message back to England. Wellington defeated the enemy. All's well. And then the whole place turned into praise and joy. That's how we are as Christians. Jesus defeated. I'm defeated. Oh my gosh. No, no. The fog bank clears up of doubt and fear. And it says Jesus defeated the enemy. You can too. He's defeated them. He's cut defeat right off of him. He can't do anything in your life. He can't come against you. He'll roar like a lion, but it's great when he opens his mouth. He's just got nothing but a set of gums as a roaring lion. And that's good news. Finally, this, in the next 35 seconds, verses 23 to 35. It says, and God, it says, and he called for two centurions. This is the commander. Now watch this. It goes from Paul's nephew, little guy maybe, verse 17 to a centurion, verse 18 to a commander, verse 23. This news goes now to being called two centurions saying, prepare. The message now goes, is God at work or what? Prepare 200 soldiers, 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen in the ninth hour, or the third hour, which is 9 o'clock at night. 470 guys to take Paul to Caesarea. These guys were lying in wait to kill him. The news goes from a little boy to a leader, to a commander, to 470 guys. Now this is great, you guys. Listen, providential care. You've got 70 horses. You've got 200 spearmen, 200 soldiers, 470 people, and Paul is right in the middle on a horse. I mean, he's got an entourage, a motorcade like the king didn't have. Providential care. Why? There's somebody out to kill him. Now, I don't know. I like this. If I were these dudes who have sworn to God not to eat until Paul is dead, and they look out their window and they see 470 guys protecting Paul, and he's in the middle, my stomach would start to growl. And you've made a vow to God. It's God, strike me dead if we don't kill Paul. Wow. Talk about care. One guy going to Caesarea with an incredible entourage. That's the way God works. He's in it. Verses 23 to 35, we see that the believer will always be protected. People, did you hear that? The believer will always be protected. Jack, how can you say that when Christians in Africa last year were burned to death? Did you know that? Your brothers and sisters were put, many of them were put into churches that they met in. Some of them were run over with tanks. And some of them, they were forced to go into the buildings and they sealed up the doors and burnt them alive. What do you mean they were protected, Jack? They were protected. The Bible says, don't fear the one who can kill your body out in the world, but fear the one who can kill both your body and your spirit in hell. God. Sometimes God uses the bad news of this world to take us into glory. Oh God, please heal me. Can you handle this, Christian? God, please heal me. And God doesn't heal you? Let's rephrase it. God doesn't heal you the way you wanted to be healed. And he takes you home. Talk about healing. What do you have in mind anyway? Oh God, let me live to be 70. Just give me 15 more years, God. Okay, so you live to be 70. I mean, when is the opportune time to die? Oh God, just 25 more years. Oh God, just 50 more years. Now, you could be 185 years old and say, oh God, just 20 more. God says, look, you smell. You're old. You're breaking down. You're sickly. It's time to come home. It's time to go home. And we think, death, oh no, I'm a Christian. I've been following God all these years, and this is how he rewards me with death? Paul could have said, so is this the way you treat a servant? Is this the things I get? We got to get our eyes off the little cushy thingy and realize we're going to heaven, man. All this stuff is boot camp. He's always going to be protecting us. Well, Jack, we're going to lose our home. He is protecting you. I don't understand it all. I just know that he's with you. It's an amazing thing. Verse 23. All that God has provided, God will always have his nephews in place, his centurions, his commanders, his 470 in place. He always will. Look at verse 24. And provide mounts to set Paul on and bring him safely to Felix, the governor. Felix was a rat, you guys. The history about Felix, he's a terrible... First of all, he was a slave. He was a thief. He was a burglar. He was a slave. He was arrested. He was sold into a market. And then he was bought He became a friend of Nero's, and his brother was a great friend of Nero. And he was brought up through intrigue. And Felix was put into place. He was a rat. The guy was absolutely, historians say, he was filthy. He had three wives, and he treated them brutally. One of his wives was the granddaughter of Antony and Cleopatra. He was a terrible, terrible man. He was slithery. He was a thief, burglar. He's Felix the cat. That's where we get Felix the cat burglar from. No, I'm kidding, but he was a bad guy, and God is bringing Paul in front of this guy. Yeah, he is. I want to leave you with this. The story is read from the letter. Verse 35 says, Felix says, I will hear you when your accusers have come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's Praetorium. Herod's Praetorium was an absolute palace, people. Listen to this. It was right on the Mediterranean. It was the first Club Med. It was beautiful. It had hot tubs, workout rooms. It was toga place, super nice. It was a palace. And you know what? It had all the food that the Roman Empire could offer. This is almost a joke. He had all the food that he could eat. And he was there for 2 years in prison. Had a great time. He did. It was a great time. He had a great time. While these other guys are starving to death. I like that. You can close your Bible. I want you to listen to this. You can choose to follow God, even when you don't feel Him. You can come to know Him by faith. Or you can choose to call Dionne Warwick and the psychic hotline 900 number. And she'll tell you your path in life, and she'll tell you who you really are. I'm not prone to listen to a woman who can't even find her way to San Jose. Or you can listen to God. I want to leave you with these verses. In fact, you can close your eyes and think about this. When God spoke to Moses, God told Moses when they first met for the first time, God says, Moses, I want you to go down to the children of Israel. I want you to tell them that I am sent you. You want me to tell them that I am sent you? Yes. My name is I Am. The eternal self-contained becoming one. You tell them that I sent you. I'm everything. And that word literally means this. Are you hungry this morning? Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. I am the bread of life. You can't find your way? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Are you confused? Jesus says, I'm the door. You think nobody cares about you? Feel abandoned? Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. I'll take care of you. You feel insecure and afraid? Jesus says, I'm the Son of God. I am the Son of God. You feel dead on the inside? Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live. I feel lost. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I feel alone. Jesus says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. Abide in me and I in you. But Jack, I can't remember all that stuff. And has he really made that promise to me? Yes. Psalm 106:45 says he will remember the covenant for you. You can't remember all this? It's okay. He remembers the covenant for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you would descend upon this body, these precious, precious believers who you bought with a price, the price of your own blood. And God, that you would just so anoint them and fill them with the hope that no matter how they might feel this morning, no matter what dry spell they might be going through, you're right in the middle of it all. And Father, if there's anybody in this place this morning that has not accepted Jesus Christ, and they do feel alone, because they are alone, but Lord, they want to know you today. If that's you this morning while we're praying, please don't be looking around. If you'd like to receive Jesus Christ this morning as your Lord and Savior, and have him fill the emptiness in your heart, I'm going to ask you in a moment to put your hand up. And when I ask you to do that, you're going to be saying that you're going to. Now, you've changed your mind about your sins. You're not going to want to do your sin anymore. You're going to want to follow Him. He'll put the power in your heart to overcome those sins. But you're going to confess that you're a sinner and you need Him. And then you're going to be saying, I'm going to come to Him. Jesus, I want you in my life. By raising your hand. You're going to be experiencing eternal life. You may feel something, you may not feel something. It doesn't matter. But it brings me great joy and pleasure to tell you this morning that since June 22nd, 1977, I have never felt alone in my life. I've been alone, but I've never been lonely since the day Jesus came into my life. And if you want that, wherever you're at this morning, why don't you slip your hand up? And you're going to be saying yes to Jesus Christ. There may be a struggle going on the inside, and part of that uneasiness, that battle, is the Holy Spirit telling you that you need to settle the issue now. Why don't you put your hand up and you'll be saying yes to Jesus this morning? If you die today, do you know that you'll go to heaven? If you don't know, you can be sure today. Anybody this morning in this group of people, you want to say yes? Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would bless these your people. And if there be any who are not your people this morning, Lord, that you wouldn't lovingly let them sleep a moment until they have come to know you. And it's in His name we pray.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called, Where's God When You Need Him? Thanks for listening. And always remember that God is never more near than when we don't feel His presence. He's never more close than when we feel so far away. And He's never more at work in our lives than when it seems like He's nowhere to be found. Where's God When You Need Him? It's part of Pastor Jack's series called The Book of Acts, a series that brings to light the ministry of the first century church through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, if you just made a decision for Christ and you'd like to get a hold of somebody to talk to, maybe to help you walk through the next few steps, head over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and hit that contact tab, because we would really like to know about your decision for Christ. Maybe you've made that decision for Christ and you've got a few questions. Why don't you get in contact with us? Hit the contact tab at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You could also check out that Know God video that we've got at our website. That's K-N-O-W, Know God. If you've just made that decision and you'd like to know a little bit more, then head on over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and hit that Know God tab. Have you had a chance to check out Pastor Jack's YouTube channel yet? It's called Real Life with Jack Hibbs, and there are literally hundreds of videos to choose from, along with a variety of topics that are available. But what I'd like to draw your attention to at this moment is a specific series called Engage the Culture. Each episode starts with a sort of what does the Bible say about, and then a specific topic will be explored, such as what does the Bible say about marijuana and drug use, or what does the Bible say about socialism? Other cultural topics include feminism, transgenderism, racism, as well as what does the Bible say about gun control, border control, and abortion. Again, a lot of topics to choose from. Lots of questions will be answered, and a whole lot of information on how to share salvation through Jesus Christ in a world that has a lot of very different cultural and spiritual views on life. And don't forget to hit that notification tab for all the latest videos that Pastor Jack wants to share with you. And if you've got any questions for us, or maybe you'd like to know more about what Pastor Jack has to offer, you can also head over to our website. That's at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.